ريكورد. اوكي ربطاي، ערב שבת שלום. So just want to share with you something on דבר בעיתו מה טוב, on עשרה בטבת. So obviously the topic of conversation on everybody's mind is עשרה בטבת, that falls out on a Friday. Based on the way our calendars are, it's very interesting. The one and only Ta'anit Tzibur that we observe on a Friday is Asarah B'Tevet. By the way, it's not the only one that could be Asarah B'Tevet. For instance, so Ta'anit Esther, if Purim is on Motzei Shabbat, there's a machloket when to do Ta'anit Esther. Da'at Meiri, Da'at Ra'avad, and others is to do Ta'anit Esther on Friday. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. We hold like Maran said in Tafresh Pehe, that we're Makdimoto to Thursday. But anyway, so for all intents and purposes, and by the way, actually Mike brought this up before, that this Ta'anit Chalom, I'm talking about Ta'anit Tzibur. Ta'anit Tzibur. So it's very interesting to note that the Abu Dirhim that the Bet Yosef brings down holds that Ta'anit Asara B'Tevet is so significant in that if it falls out even on Shabbat, which it can't, it doesn't fall out on Shabbat, and it can't. But were it to fall out on Shabbat, we know the only fast that we fast on Shabbat is Yom Kippur. But Ta'anit Asara B'Tevet is so significant that if it were to fall out on Shabbat, la'alacha, we would fast it. Why? Because we said in the Slichot of Asara B'Tevet, we said this morning, where do we learn it then? In the Nevi'ah Chizkel. Ketuv shama, v'ata ben adam, ketov lecha et shem hayom, et etzem hayom hazeh. So etzem hayom hazeh is something very significant. Ki b'yom hazeh, samach, Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim, Melech Bavel surrounded and besieged Yerushalayim. So that's why we're fasting today. Okay, so Rabotai, yes, it is here. It comes out based on our calendar that Ta'anit Esther, Asara B'Tevet falls out on Erev Shabbat. What in the world do you do about Shabbat now? Because now there's, right now you can fast, but in a few hours there's going to be a clash between Shabbat and the fast day. So what do you do in terms of that? That is actually a sugya in the Gemara Eruvin, which we saw not long ago, a few months ago, in Daf Mem Amud Bet Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and it becomes a machloket Tanaim, which becomes a machloket Rishonim, which becomes a machloket Achanonim. Huh? No. So hold on. I'll take you through it, and we'll Shabbat Shalom. Easy fast. Be on. So he says there's a Gemara that says as follows: Eruvin Mem Amud Bet Iba Elohu. ואמר הבא, כי אבינן ברב הונה, איבא אילן. בר ברב דייטיב בתעניתה במעלה שבתה, מה הוא להשלומי? He says, over here, the Gemara is not talking about a תענית ציבור necessarily. Any תענית. What are the תענית can you have besides for תענית ציבור? תענית יחיד. No, יחיד, that's a regular. So if you have a תענית יחיד on a Friday, what's the הלכה with regards to being משלים? משלים meaning complete the fast. Anytime we speak about completing the fast, in general, completion of the fast, like any other fast, goes until when? Tzedek kochavim. Kol ta'anit shelo shaka'a alav chama. The Gemara says, Masechet ta'anit of Yudbet. Kol ta'anit shelo shaka'a alav chama. Ina ta'anit. What shaka'a alav chama? The end of shkia, which is Tzedek kochavim. So the question is, well, that's a different story. Ta'anit sha'ot is a different story altogether. But we're saying now, with regards to hashlamat ta'anit, with regards to completing a ta'anit on Friday, because it clashes with Shabbat, what's the halacha? It says, Gemara lahava biyadeh. He didn't have the answer. He asked him a question, he didn't have the answer. Atay lekamed Rav Yehuda, belahava biyadeh. Amar Rav nechzei anan. He says, you know what? Let's learn it out from somewhere else. What? There's a baraita that speaks about this. He says like this. He says the Gemara, Detanya, tisha'a be'av shechal liyot b'shabbat. V'chein erev tisha'a be'av shechal liyot b'shabbat. Okay? In those times, Rabotai, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbat, and Erev Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbat. Ochel v'shoteh kol tzarko ma'ale al shulchano, afilu kisudat shlom b'sha'ato. Chal liyot Tisha B'Av b'Erev Shabbat. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbat, on Friday, which nowadays, based on our calendar, can never happen. But in the times of the Tanaim, where there's still Makadish Tachodesh, based on Eidim, Tisha B'Av could very well fall out on Friday. So now what do you do when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday? Okay, listen carefully. Says the Gemara, Chal liyot tisha'a be'av erev Shabbat, מביאים לו כביצה ואוכל כדי שלא ייכנס לשבת כשהוא מעוני. תניה, אמר רבי יהודה, פעם אחת היינו יושבים לפני רבי עקיבא ותשעה באב שלך להיות בערב שבת היום, והביאו לו ביצה מגולגלת וגמעה בלומלה, ולא שהיה תאב לה, אלא להראות לתלמידים הלכה. Which means, Rabbi Yehuda says one time we were sitting in Shir in front of Rabbi Akiva, and it was Friday, Tisha B'Av. And what happened? A few minutes before Shabbat, which means a few minutes before Shabbat entered, Rabbi Akiva said, bring me an egg. He brought him an egg, and he ate it straight up, kacha, without salt, without anything. And he says, not because he was hungry, but he wanted to show the Talmidim Na'alacha that you're not supposed to enter Shabbat Me'onet. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's considered a lack of Kvot Shabbat to enter Shabbat when you are fasting. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, I'm not hungry, I'm going to break the fast anyway, just to show the halacha. Kach, that was the edut of Rabbi Yehuda, who was sitting in front of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yose Omer, mit'ane o'mashlim. Rabbi Yose says, no. Rabbi Yose disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no, when you have a fast day on Erev Shabbat, mit'ane o'mashlim. You have to fast and complete the fast until Tzedek Kochavim. Okay, wait. So that's right now. Now. Amar lehen Rabbi Yose, eh, atem odim ne b'tisha abav shecha liot b'echad b'shabbat shemapsitim b'od yom. Amru lo aval. Amar lehen, ma li likanes b'kshu me'one, ma li latzed b'kshu me'one. He says, I ask you a question. Rabbi Yose says, why do you say you don't have to complete the fast? I don't understand. If tisha abav falls out motzei Shabbat, yeah? Until when can you eat? Tisha abav falls out on motzei Shabbat. Until when can you eat? You have to stop at sunset. How come you can't eat afterwards? Yeah. Well, even though, so which means what? You stop eating on Shabbat when it leads into Tisha B'Av. So what's the difference between stopping to eat on Shabbat and continuing to fast into Shabbat? You're fasting one way or another, says Rabbi Yose. So what did they answer him? What's the obvious answer to Rabbi Yose? Over there, you just finished eating the entire Shabbat. You're stopping 5 minutes before Shabbat's over. Over here, you're entering Shabbat. You're entering Shabbat having fasted the whole day. They say, Ma pitom. Back and forth, back and forth. The Gemara says, Ve'amar ula halacha kerebi Yosef. Maskanat Gemara Rabotai is that anytime, by the way, we know this is also Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Mem Dalet, anytime in Shas, Machloket, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, halacha, halacha kerebi Yosef. Word like Rabbi Yosef, halacha kerebi Yosef, sheni muko imo. Which means Rabbi Yosef's ta'am tamid barur, always clear ta'am, clear rationale for Rabbi Yosef, and therefore we hold like him that mit'ane u'mashlim, which sounds like Rabotai, based on the maskana de Gemara. What do you do by any ta'anit that falls out on a Friday? If halacha ke Rabbi Yosef, what do you do? Mit'ane u'mashlim, fast and complete. Yeah. Oh, yafe. So comes Tosfot and says, "I. What about Rabbi Akiva's?" Maase. Oh, says Tosfot, yipe meot. Ze, alakha yamit. Yes, he says like this. Tosfot brings down from Rabbeinu Hananel something very interesting. What's very interesting, Rabotai, about Rabbeinu Hananel, who was a Gaon. Rabbeinu Hananel, we give credence to, kim'at more than all of the Rishonim. Why? Shekol devarav divei Kabbalah. All of the, everything that Rabbeinu Hananel says is based on a tradition. He is Nahon, but he was the recorder of the game. He was considered less known. Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel, who was also the Rebbe of Reed. Rabbeinu Hananel was the Rebbe of the Reed. So he says like this. Piresh Rabbeinu Hananel, Kabbalah biyadenu. We have a tradition. Ki Rabbi Akiva, ota shana, mesukan haya, veviu le Rabbi Akiva, rofim ligmoa betza mebulgelet ba'acharit hayom, ve'Rabbi Yehuda lo dikdek. לפיכך סמך על מה שראה ולא ידע עיקר על מה עשה. So he says, that year, we have a tradition that Rabbi Akiva was sick. He was chole mesukan, and he was trying to push through, and towards the end of the fast, Tisha B'Av, the doctors brought Rabbi Akiva an egg, they said, so, must speak. You're mesukan, you gotta eat. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know what was going on. He said, oh, you see Rabbi Akiva is breaking the fast because he doesn't want to enter Shabbat. He didn't know that Rabbi Akiva was actually a chole, and that's why he was eating. And that's why the Eidut says, Rabbeinu Hananel, the Eidut of Rabbi Yehuda is now Batel. Why? Because he saw what was going on, but he didn't know that he was actually Chole. And therefore, la'alacha, we cannot learn out from that story of Rabbi Akiva with regards to being mit'ane u'mashlim. Now, I want to tell you something else. There's a very interesting Tosfot over here that says, there we go. One second. Where does Tosfot go? Hold on. Yeah. So anyway, there are several Rishonim, okay, on the spot that the Bet Yosef actually brings down. The Rosh, Tosfot, and many other poskim that say that when we say Mita'aneh Mashlim, which we hold like Maskanat Gemara, I'll read you the two. This is really halacha in Hilchot Erev Shabbat, Siman Rish Mem Tet, Saif Dalit, the Tur, and I'll show you soon the Shulchan Aruch, but the Tur says as follows. Ulainyan ba'ayan asikna bilchetah mita'aneh umashlim pirush im yirtze v'la'aveh kemita'aneh b'shabbat. What does mita'aneh umashlim mean? If he wants to. Meaning it's not considered an isur of entering Shabbat. Which means what? If you want to complete the fast, you may. Which means, on the flip side, and if I don't want to, you don't have to. This is the Tur, quoting from the Rosh. That's how he understands these Rishonim. וכיוון שיכול להשלים ולצב והוא קיבל עליו תענית סתם וכל תענית שלא שקע עליו חמה. נתנית צריך להשלים על צדק ערבים אם לא שפרש בשעת קבלת התענית. That's a different story. The Bet Yosef, listen to this. The Bet Yosef brings this down and he says, כלומר, אבל אינו חייב להשלים. כן פרשו בתוספות. The Tosfot says that in דיבור המתחיל והלכתה. Yeah, here's the Tosfot. I found it over here. פירוש אם ירצה להשלים. דשארי להשלים דבר יהוא ישארי להשלים עולו. Tosfot says, that the question of the Gemara of Mita'aneh Mashlim or not is whether I'm allowed to complete the fast. And what's Maskanat Gemara according to this? Yes, you are allowed to complete the fast if you want, and it's not considered Mita'aneh B'Shabbat. But really, if I don't want to complete the fast, it's perfectly fine. That's how Tosfot understands. And the Bet Yosef says, listen to this, Be'amordechi, Be'sof Perek Bakol Me'arvil, Be'arosh Perek Bet Ta'anit, וגם כך כתבו הגאות מימוניות, פרק א' מהלכות תענית. ולהכיר ההוויה והרוקח שכתבו שצריך להשלים. There's a Tosfot Shant, right after this, you know, there are different versions of Tosfot. Shant is a French city. So there was another version of this Tosfot over here, and they say as follows. ומורי אמר לי, בשם הרב רבנו ידידיה, דאפילו רבי יוסי לפליג ידי לאכול להשלים. מי הוא גם רבי יוסי מודה, אם אינו רוצה להשלים, הרשות בידו. ורבי יהודה אומר, אסור להשלים. Says Tosfot Shants, ואין נראה לי. מדכאמר רבי יוסי, אה אתה מודה לי בתשעה באב שחל להיות באחד בשבת שהוא מתחיל מבעוד יום, ואתם על כורכך דחייב כאמר, דום ידעך יעיל שבת דחייב להשלים כאמר. Tosfot Shants bring a tremendous ראיה that when רבי יוסי says, מתענה ומשלים, it means that he's חייב להשלים, חייב to complete. Why? Rabotai, what was Rabbi Yosef's re'aya against Rabbi Yehuda? Where did he bring the re'aya from? From Tisha B'Av, that's on Motzei Shabbat. That what? When do you start? When do you start the fast? You start on Shabbat itself, which means a few minutes before Shabbat. And he said, what's the difference between fasting a little bit at the end of Shabbat or fasting a little bit at the beginning of Shabbat? Rabotai. When Tisha B'Av falls on Motzei Shabbat, listen carefully. Mute. Rabotai, when Tisha B'Av falls out of Motzei Shabbat, when Rabbi Yosef says that you start fasting a few minutes before Shabbat ends. Is that optional or mandatory?
It's
mandatory. Of course you have to. So if Rabbi Yosef is comparing Ta'anit Be'erev Shabbat to beginning fasting on Shabbat itself, what does that mean? Says Tosfot Shants, that must mean Mita'aneh Mashlim is mandatory. Yeah? It must mean that you must do it. And therefore Tosfot, by the way, Tosfot Shants, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Riaz, Rokeach, and many others disagree with all of the Rishonim that the Beit Yosef brought, and they say that when Rabbi Yosef says mit'aneh u'mashlim, it's kipsuto. Kipsuto means mit'aneh u'mashlim, means what? Chayav. You must complete the fast. Now, what's the only problem? Beit Yosef seems to have brought the Rishonim that are mekin. I'm going to read to you the Shulchan Aruch now, and you tell me what he holds. And if it's a little bizarre, if he's conforming to what he says in Beit Yosef or not. Ready? The Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Mem Tet, Saif Dalit. Im kibel alav leit'anot be'erev Shabbat. Okay, now, again, he's not talking about right now ta'anit tzibur. So, what other ta'anit can a person have on Erev Shabbat? For instance? Well, chalom is more severe. Let's say a person has a yartzeit. Ta'anit yartzeit. A person has a yartzeit on Erev Shabbat. Okay, and he was mekabel on himself to fast on that Friday the yartzeit. Listen carefully. In kibel alav leit'anot be'erev Shabbat, tzarich leit'anot ad tzeit ha-kochavim. Im lo shepiresh v'sh'at kabbalat ha-ta'anit ad sheyashlimu ha-tzibur tfilatam. Which means what? What did Maran just say? In Shulchan Aruch, he's saying that if it's a ta'anit yachid, he said the word tzarich. You must fast until when? Until tzeit ha-kochavim. Unless what? Unless you made it tonight by a kabbalat, by ta'anit yachid, you can make your own tanai and say, "Oh, by the way, I'm only gonna fast until after tefillat arvit." Fine. Do you have that luxury by ta'anit tzibur? Ta'anit tzibur, you can't start making tanaim on ta'anit tzibur. Why? It's not your ta'anit. It's ta'anit tzibur. You can't start making. Oh yeah, by ta'anit tzibur. Imagine by Tisha B'Av, I'm gonna fast until mincha. Hakol beseder. It's not your fast. It doesn't belong to you. Ta'anit yachid belongs to you. So you make the tanai, you can say, okay, I'm going to fast until after Arvit. But by ta'anit tzibur, anyway, because so there's a lot of tum'ah in the world. You see, Baruch Hashem by the goyim, today they celebrate. Am Yisrael mit'abelim. Am Yisrael is mourning. This is part of the beginning of the Churban of Beit HaMikdash, happened on Asarat Tevet. So, it's a day, there's a lot of Tum'ah in the world. You have to offset the Tum'ah with Talmud Torah. It's different than Minhagim Am Yisrael, but Minhag Shelanu, with Tzivan Yabi Omer, Da'at Manan Zechon Baracha, we learn regular and we learn extra. Learn more, to offset that Tum'ah. Huh? It's a, you know, is it Lomdim Torah. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. Maran, huh? Yeah, okay, fine, let's say that. Rabotai, listen carefully. Therefore, la'alacha, Maran HaShulchan Aruch seems to rule. He doesn't even talk about ta'anit tzibur. But guess what? If he's saying by ta'anit yachid, you have to be mashlim until tzeit ha-kochavim, what would he hold about ta'anit tzibur? Kol sheken, you have to be mashlim. Now listen to the Rama. The Rama.
Hold on.
It seems, yeah, Rafael and Mikey just pointed out that he seems to be paskening against what he said in the Beit Yosef. So let's wait a second. The Rama writes, "V'yesh omrim de'lo yashlim, ela miyad sheyotzim bet kneset yochav." The Rama says on Ta'anit Yachid, some say Ta'anit Yachid on a Friday, don't complete it right after Arvit, eat. He says, "Lachen b'Ta'anit Yachid lo yashlim, v'tov lefaresh ken mishat kabbalat ha-Ta'anit, uv'Ta'anit Tzibur yashlim." V'achi nahor. Even the Rama, who's arguing on Maran by Ta'anit Yachid, and says, don't be mashlim, eat right after Arvit. But with regards to Ta'anit Tzibur, says the Rama, I agree to Maran, and what do you do by Ta'anit Tzibur? Wait until Tzeit HaKochavim. So now, apparently, the Rama understood, Bida'at Maran, that what? That a person must be mashlim, at least by Ta'anit Tzibur. The Biur Halacha, Agam Mishnah B'Ran Biur Halacha, right on the spot over here, brings down, okay? Here, I want to read to you. It says, "B'Ta'ani Tzibur kigon asara b'tevet shechal b'ayrib Shabbat, mashma b'Bet Yosef dimtzaded lehorot ke'aposkim d'svira lehu d'ay mit'aninu mashlimin d'ka'amar ha'gmara haynu im yirtze lehashlim rasad." He says that B'Bet Yosef seems to be paskening that mit'aneu mashlim is only if you want to. If you want to, it's Rashad. And be'emet, if you look in Beit Yosef, that's what it sounds like. Maran Zichrono Livracha אל יביע עומר, חלק וב, אורח חיים, סימן למד א'. אין הגאון מנוחת אהבה, הגאון רבי משה לוי, in חלק א', סימן ב', פרק ב', over there he talks about this בירור הלכה, and they're very תמי על למשנה ברורה. Why are you saying that דעת מרן is משלים only if you want? Yeah, in בית יוסף he seems like that, but it's pretty clear that in the שולחן ערוך, he changes mind. It's okay. The שולחן ערוך can change his mind. Although, yeah, you know what? Rabotai, when you see discrepancy between the בית יוסף and the שולחן ערוך, what do you do? Huh? Well, that's if you have a safek how to understand the Shulchan Aruch. Over here, there's no safek how to understand the Shulchan Aruch. It's pretty clear that he changed his mind. He does that. Huh? No, not the Otsavet Shulchan. No, not the Otsavet. He changed his mind. In Bet Yosef, he brings down the Rishonim that are Mekin and say that if you want. Shulchan Aruch, where he's being posek le'alacha, says, Manan Zechon Abrachah and Yabi Omer, that he was posek, that, זהו, מתענה ומשלים. וכן רבותיי, להלכה ולמעשה, דעת מרן זכרונו לברכה, is that, in יביע עומר, he writes, that now, that with regards to today, לדעת מרן, and לדעת הרמה, and לדעת כל הפוסקים, all the פוסקים besides for the משברורה, understand מרן like this. The עולת שבת, כף החיים, they all understand דעת מרן, that you must be משלים. Therefore, two things I want to point out, which is important for today. Even today, don't forget, you have to start Mincha a little bit earlier. Why? You have Kriyat HaTorah, you have Birkat Kohanim, you have to start a drop earlier. And the poskim say, I remember when I was in Chabadat, we had once a Asara B'Tevet that fell out on Friday, I was Chazan in Chabadat. Chaim David told me, Tipalel Maher. And he says, tonight especially, you know, not that we're against Chalilat B'Tevet Torah or anything, but tonight, somebody sent a meme around yesterday, tonight your wife and families will know exactly how long Tfilah Shel Lil Shabbat really takes. Yeah, tonight. Tonight, no. Anyway. Asu la'asot ayom ashkavot. Zeh, en ashkavot. No ashkavot. En ashkavot. No, you have to have... No. Aval, mikol makom rabotai, today you have to pray mincha a little bit early. Drasha is a kvar, you know, the rabbis to make a decision. But, Kabbalat Shabbat, Arvit, move it. You have to make sure to be home by Tzeta Kohamim. Tzeta Kohamim, let's say in New York, give or take, according to Minhag Bin Esfarad, is about 20 minutes or so. It's a little much, but Nachmir Kta. Let's say 20 minutes after Shkia is about 4:33, Nagib, 4:53, you're already home. After Arvit, making Kiddush. Why? Because even according to the book, first of all, there's plenty of poskim who say, that you're not supposed to be mashlim at all. I didn't bring those down, but there's plenty of people who say that. Maran holds you have to be mit'aneh mashlim, and you must be mashlim. But every minute that goes by after Tzeta Kohavim, that you remain fasting into Shabbat, what are you doing? You're being mezalzel to Shabbat. So you have to make sure, yes, complete the fast, but... Huh? What do you mean women and children? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's COVID. Mother? Yeah. You could. You want to go home? It's not the, you know, there's something that's called dilly. You know what dilly dallying is? There's not, you know, people say shmoo. No, you go home. You may say, Shalom Aleichem, Chik Chak, Akol. Huh? Whatever your minag usually is, but step on it. That's the point. That's the huh? No. So, yeah. You can only run on Shabbat. It's not mitzvah. Huh? Tzach la'asot bechokhmah. And over here, somebody asked me b'emet yesterday a shela yafa. A person usually, I don't know why he does it, but let's say he's makpid even on regular other rabbinic fast days to fast k'mon abenu tam. I don't know why he does it. Lo tzarich, halakha kedat ha-geonim, especially by the Rabbanan. But he's, by all of the fast days, he fasts until the Rabbeinu Tam. Gibur Chayim. Yeah? So I ask you a question. So what about tonight? Can you fast until the Rabbeinu Tam? Ze chumra de'ati lidei kula, ze asur la'asot. Why? But we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We hold like the geonim. We're machmir kedat. We want to be machmir kedat. Over here, it's a chumra de'ati lidei kula. Why? because as a result of doing that, you are prolonging, you're unnecessarily prolonging the fast, and that's a sum. So, what? What?
That's what
we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. We hold like kedat geonim. Minhag bin esfarad is kedat geonim. Yeah, you have to know that. So over there, Rabotai, I saw a lot of different luchot.
What if it's going
to hurt? Too bad. You have to. It's a kvot Shabbat. You have a clash over here between Aseret Tevet and Shabbat. So you got to finish one and then go on to the other. Tov. Okay, Rabotai. So that's for this Dvar Halacha. Let's say Dvar Torah real quick. Mikey. And?
No.